Hey, good afternoon. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from our studio in Charlottesville. So thrilled to welcome back Viv and Riley. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. So happy to be back in the studio.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being back here. So Vivian Leva, Riley Calcagno have released their first album under the moniker Viv and Riley. We've all been saying around the studio, it's a lot punchier. We like this.
Easier for everyone.
The new record is Imaginary People. We're going to dig into that a little bit more, but we'd love it if you'd start us off with the track.
Sounds good. We're going to play a song called Kiger's Hill.
It's about a hill right around here.
One, two, three.
Driveway 15 miles out from the highway, crack one open, no one's watching. Bedrooms looking smaller, or am I just getting older? Same old playthings, tattered window screens. Neighbor such a mess. I'm coming over, don't you know that I can't stay here for too long? I'm just a visitor, an inquisitor in the place that I call home. Across the Blue Ridge, where my heart is, I'm just here to say hello. Can't stay here for too long. I'm just a visitor, an inquisitor in the place that I call home. Across the Blue Ridge, where my heart is, I'm just here to say hello.
Viv and Riley live on WNRN, Kiger's Hill, off the new album Imaginary People. They're playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall tonight with Alexa Rose, and the show is at 8 o'clock. So since we last saw you guys, you've made the switch to Durham. You moved down to North Carolina where you recorded this new record. So I want to dig into this a little bit and see sort of how this change of place has impacted your songwriting. So there was a time when you all weren't even living in the same area, you know. Viv, we still call you Commonwealth, a Commonwealth artist from Lexington. And, you know, Riley, at one point you were on the West Coast. So what has it been like making that switch to Durham and then being able to sort of songwrite together in the same place?
Well, for most of the time that we have made music together, we lived very far away and did a lot of it
you know, in very brief times that we had together on, we were in college, so like on breaks and otherwise like over the phone and voice memos and stuff. And when COVID hit, we ended up moving to the same place. So we were living in Portland, Oregon while I was finishing school. And that's kind of when we started writing this record together. And then when we moved to Durham from there, we just finished the record and started collaborating with a lot of the local musicians in the Triangle. And it just really kind of went from there.
Yeah, tell us what that scene is like down in Durham, because I know, you know, they've got a lot going on down there too. And sort of your sound has been steeped in Appalachian. So what has that been like, you know, being down in Durham, and how has the scene been welcoming?
Yeah, the Research Triangle. Yeah. Been doing some research for sure. It's been so welcoming. I think that we didn't really know what we were getting into. We followed a house sitting job to Durham, and some friends who played old time music. We knew they were there, and so it was an extra bonus. And then, we just kind of fell in with a crowd that is really sweet and also open to a lot of creative ideas. A lot of people know traditional music in Durham, but they also love pushing it forward and messing around with synths. And so we met the person we collaborated on this record with, Alex Bingham of His Gold Messenger, and he became a fast friend and took these songs into new sonic zones.
So Alex Bingham, the bass player for His Gold Messenger, can you talk about his influence a little bit on the record? Was that sort of an uncomfortable process, or was that a welcome process, sort of adding those elements in?
It was scary for me at first, because we signed on to work with Alex and we had never met him before. Mm-hmm. And these songs were also kind of stretching ourselves anyways. And so I think at first I was trying to gauge, okay, is this someone who I can really trust to, like, you know, if he's suggesting something like that I've never done before, can I trust his vision on that? And I think I learned quickly that I can. He's really a great musician, and I personally think he has great taste. It was uncomfortable, but also really exciting. And what I'd say the main takeaway from the process of recording was just that we did what felt fun and tried to not be scared of doing new things. Yeah.
Viv and Riley live on WNRN, playing at the Southern Cafe Music Hall tonight with Alexa Rose. The show's at 8 o'clock. We'd love it if you play another one for us.
Heck yeah. This one's called Is It All Over?
Oh boy, will my lungs give out? Will the western drought be the last of water? All but the swimming pool on the Vegas Strip by the Eiffel Tower. And when they run out of names for hurricanes, will they start over? And will the Arctic have a baseball park and a field of clover? Ooh, is it all over? Do you think they'll ship us off to the mines on Mars and make us work there? If they do, will the towns have bars and amusement stars and a Warby Parker? If there's bars in the mining towns, will bands fly up to play for the Rovers? Will it be a door deal or a guarantee or tips and exposure? Ooh, is it all over? Yes, sir, I can't wait to mine for lithium in the name of Prime. Yes, ma'am, if I get enough, then I'll come back and I'll make you mine. Ooh, see it all over. Ooh, see it all over.
Viv and Riley live on WNRN, Is It All Over, off the new album, Imaginary People. They're playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville tonight with Alexa Rose. The show is at 8 o'clock. So you both share writing credit on that song, but Riley, I had read that you did a little bit more writing on this record than you had in the past. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I grew up, you know, like trying to write songs, but if you listen to my early songs versus Viv's early songs, it's embarrassing. And so I think I just like felt a need to redeem myself a little bit from my childhood songwriting. A couple of these songs really came out in just like a couple days. I had like a couple days at home when things were really still. Back kind of when we started traveling again for gigs after COVID times. I got some song starts. I started thinking about things. And Viv always helps me finish a song. Like I'll get like three, sometimes I'll get even three quarters of the way and get completely stuck, or maybe I'll even get a quarter of the way. She always gets me across the finish line. So it's a good partnership in that way.
Well, and then I read in the liner notes to this record that the final song on the album, The Blackest Crow, is a traditional song, but that Riley, it said, was a song that your dad had taught you. And Viv, you know, for our listeners who aren't familiar with your dad, James Leva, you know, you grew up sort of on the road traveling with him, and, you know, that's how the music was passed down to you. So can you both, you know, kind of touch on how both of your parents sort of impacted how you came to where you're at in music?
Yeah, you can start since that's your song you learned from your dad.
That's a song my dad was into, like, electronic music, experimental music in the 80s and early 90s in Seattle, and then he discovered folk music and started learning old-time music, which is funny because it's the same music that Viv's parents play. And my parents actually, you know, had some of their cassettes back in the 90s and early 2000s. My dad started me playing fiddle. I asked for a fiddle when I was two, and my parents brought me to fiddlers conventions out on the West Coast. When I was in high school, or actually I think middle school, my dad and I were playing some music together, and he found that recording of these two singers from the Ozarks, Jim and Kim Lansford, on YouTube, and they were singing that song. It's called The Blackest Crow. It's an old song, but this is a very specific version. So it's funny because we're not about to play it.
Going into detail on.
But anyway, that's how I got
to listen to the record.
That's how. Yeah, you have to vivinriley.com. No, that's kind of how I got into it. But Viv has even more lineage of the old time music.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely where I play music now, certainly because of my parents. They both are really wonderful musicians, and they kind of surrounded me with music forever, my whole life, and encouraged me to play and share music with other people and learn from other people and go to fiddlers conventions. And so they were very influential because they both are very deep into the old time music community and tradition, but they also write really beautiful songs that kind of transcend genre. So that they definitely kind of paved the way for that for me.
Yeah, well, and Viv, I think the question for you is, you know, how sort of important or formative has it been now sort of paving your own way and carving out your own niche, you know, especially with this record, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's this record has been very exciting because it's kind of we're continuing to do things that feel new and different and not I don't feel like either of us are trying to shed, you know, where we came from or traditional music or anything like that. We're just kind of doing what feels interesting to us in the moment. And it's traditional music is still like very much a part of what we do. But, you know, we're trying to do what feels like us and not like anybody else.
Viv and Riley live on WNRN playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville tonight at 8 o'clock. So we've been spinning Imaginary People. We'd love it if you take us out with that song. Anything you want to tell us about that track before we get started?
I'll just tell you about another track in great detail.
Love it. Well, I asked you about that one. So.
Don't have a ton to say about this. It's the title track of the record. We found as we were collecting all of our songs that they kind of shared a common theme that this song speaks to, I think, which is just, you know, growing and figuring out who you are and kind of sifting through all the different versions of ourselves. It's called Imaginary People.
Thanks, y'all, for having us. We love WNRN.
Taking chances, stealing glances, making bets. Or is it that I've got two steady shoulders and a strong head? Who I was and who I am and who I wanna be are all imaginary people just out of my reach. These days all I can put I'm so good at being cruel, I don't need enemies. I light a little candle in the hopes of thinking clear. But then I turn the TV on to stop them getting near. There was a time I used to blame the distance between us. That given away, you'd come running with a vision. But here I am, just the same, wondering who I am today. I'd like to say I lie awake just about us, but when it comes to sleeping, you know I won't give that up. 2,500 miles was easy to claim, but here we are, imaginary people just the same. There was a time I used to blame us, that giving away, you'd come running with a vision. But here I am, just the same, wondering who I am today.
Viv and Riley live on WNRN. Imaginary People, the title track to their new album. You can see them tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville at 8 o'clock. Thank you both for being here. Really appreciate it. So great to have you back in the studio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, really sweet to be back.
Thanks to Graham, Michaelin, and Matt on cameras and sound. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses.